When construction workers clearing space for a new development in Tallahassee's college town found a bomb tangled in the tree roots of a stump they just pulled, they said it looked like something from a movie.
It looks like a World War II bomb, just like you'd see in the old movies, coming out of a plane. It was about 2.5 feet long with tail fins on it.
Sean McIntyre is managing partner for North American Properties. That's the company building at the site where the bomb was found. Air Force officials from Tyndale Air Force Base detonated the bomb late Wednesday evening.
Start again, Doug. Start again.
Nearby apartment buildings were evacuated, and the blast, as heard in this video from the Tallahassee Democrat, could be heard by residents living miles from the detonation site. McIntyre says it even shattered some windows in the area.
The Air Force Master Sergeant that I spoke with from Tyndale told me that they had put a small amount of explosives around it, and the size of the blast led them to believe that it was definitely a live bomb.
McIntyre isn't taking any chances. He's using ground-penetrating radar to search the site for any more relics before construction begins again. After all, this isn't the first bomb uncovered in Tallahassee. More than 2 decades ago, a couple found a similar object buried in their yard. Experts say given the location and age of the objects, it's likely both stem from practices at the Mabry Army Field. But what is the Mabry Field, and where is it? D.A. Robin reports.
Information about Dale Mabry Field is sparse and scattered across Florida's capital. There are, of course, the biographical details everyone who knows about the city's first airport seems to know. It was built in 1929 and named for a local pilot who died in a crash earlier that decade. And at the start of World War II, the government extended and converted Dale Mabry Field to support the war.
Dale Mabry Field is part of a network, hundreds, really over 1,000, often that are temporary air bases for World War II to train pilots.
Kurt Peeler is a historian who runs Florida State University's Institute on World War II and the Human Experience. Peeler says the field helped train thousands of pilots. In fact, in 1942, some of the famed African-American pilot corps, the Tuskegee Airmen, trained in advanced gunnery at Dale Mabry Field. James Ford, the city's first African-American mayor, remembers being inspired as a young man by the airmen's visits to Tallahassee. He spoke to WFSU-TV in 2007 for the Florida War Diaries project.
They trained there, and I had several friends who were in the Tuskegee Airmen. I had the opportunity to go out there and look at them when they would come in and practice.
But they weren't greeted well when they got here, says local doctor and Tuskegee Airmen expert Alan Brickler.
This was not probably one of our better moments in history. When they came here and landed at Dale Mabry Field, they were placed in prison barracks rather than given equal station according to their rank.
Here's where the record gets thin. Florida's Heritage Trail website devotes exactly one sentence to the airmen's training in Tallahassee. Local historians disagree on how long they stayed. Brickler cites the memoirs of Colonel Benjamin O. Davis, who commanded the airmen, as his source for their experience in Florida's capital. Brickler says he believes the airmen received slightly better treatment on later trips to Tallahassee.
They did make it, you know, more than one time, presumably their experiences were not horrendous from that point on, but they did recognize that that was an unpleasant set of circumstances.
And FSU's Peeler says the fight for recognition of the Tuskegee Airmen was as much about self-determination as it was about winning the war. He says many in the military establishment wanted them to fail.
Looking at the Tuskegee Airmen, why the Tuskegee Airmen come into being, part of it is a need for manpower. But also, the military was quite stubborn at times about recognizing the importance of African Americans to the war effort.
Former Tallahassee Mayor James Ford says African Americans shared in the airmen's triumphs and strove for greater successes after these first black men took flight.
There was a certain amount of pride. It was a black frying group, and there just was nothing like that. It was an unheard of thing for a black to aspire to be.
A historical marker stands outside Tallahassee Community College off West Pensacola Street, where the airfield's runway ended. It holds probably the last of the memory of that portion of history that has been buried under the buildings that now make up TCC. Legend tells of a 40s-era building that might have housed the airmen, but where it is exactly, no one seems to know. For WFSU News, I'm D.A. Robin.